Blog Talk Radio.
For some who don't understand that purpose, they may not understand that purpose. We as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing.
Give a prayer.
Each and every day. I pray all this in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Jeremy. Appreciate it. And nice prayer. Listen, brothers and sisters, we're talking this week about tongues, which happens to be sowing seed to the Spirit. And we made mention this week of two reasons why people either pray or speak in tongues. You're either going to edify yourself or you're going to edify the church. And God would rather you edify the church, the body of Christ. And I just know how important it is to preach the gospel, because that's why people get saved. That's how people get saved, is through the preaching of the gospel. Paul declared, I'm not ashamed of the gospel in Romans 1:16, that it is the power unto God. As far as salvation is concerned, you want to always teach people the truth about everything. That's what the gospel is. It's telling the truth about salvation, about the Lord, what God's plan is all about. This is what really is important, is preaching or prophesying the gospel. So that's what we've tried to share this week so far. And I think in that, we're going to continue. If anybody would like to, we'd like for you to take the time to be thankful for whatever it is that God has put in your spirit. But I just urge you to make sure you thank Him for His word. Because sometimes if you're thankful for what God is important to God, then it becomes important to you. And you can see God 100-fold blessed. Okay, who want to get us started? I'd like to get us started here.
Yes, I do, Pastor Beasley. Good afternoon again. In 1 Corinthians 14:1-4 reads as follows: follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edify himself, but he that prophesies edify the church. Amen. And I love that scripture because actually it was pretty brand new to me, but it's just as plain as the nose on your face. And even
amen.
If you read,
say that. Yes.
And even if you read further, it's just so plain to let you know, how to speak, what speaking in tongues does and does not do, and how you should do it. So it's just so clear, even in the King James. I also love the Message Bible as well. For me, the Message Bible is always a clearer understanding for me. And I think I was always intimidated by the King James because of the way that the author, the way it's written. But this is so clear and to the point that there's no mistaking in speaking in tongues and how you should do it, and what it does and doesn't do. So praise God, and I thank Sister Renee for bringing up the subject about it, because I myself was ignorant to the fact of tongues, period, I don't know what I thought it was, but I didn't think it is what it is. And Pastor Beasley, you've done a great job in clearing that up for me. Praise the Lord. As usual, though. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Evangelist Sharon. I just pray that everybody understand, when you're talking about tongues, you're talking about a language. Now, if it's praying in a language, it can be a different language. It can be a language you know about. It can be a language you don't know about. The difference is, if you're praying around a bunch of people in a different language, why can't we know? Why don't you make it plain to us? And then he said on yesterday, if you remember, that there'll be two or three witnesses and only one speak. That's to say, okay, is this really the Spirit of God, or do we have an imitator here? Because that's why you have to try the Spirit by the Spirit and see if it be of God. So the way I do that is with the Word of God. I say, okay, well, we'll see if it's real or not. Because a lot of times you got to test some stuff.
Amen.
Got to test some stuff. If you want to know if it's going to really work, go test it. If you can talk all day long about you know this, you know that, and you brag and da-da-da, but put it to the test. Your car, it has 400 horsepower. It has a dual traction rear end. Okay, well, let's get out here and put the metal to the pedal. We're going to see what it'll do. Because you can talk all day long, doesn't mean anything till you get out there and do it. So that's what I say. People, they'll say a lot of things, but I say, let's get to the nitty-gritty. You show me your scripture, I'm going to show you my scripture. I'm going to show you what the Word of God says. You show me what you feel. It doesn't always agree with the Word of God. So if it doesn't agree with the Word of God, it's just like prophesy. You know, if a person will take a moment and say, wait, let me look this up and see what this word really means. It means to speak a divine word. When you preach the Word of God, that's a divine word. It is to give instruction from a superior, I just happen to be a supreme day, but anyway, you want to give that instruction from the Word of God. It means to preach. That's what it means.
Yeah.
So I wish people just take, it's just like worship. You know, one time I had to look up the word worship, and the Spirit had me really seeing what worship was. Worshiping is having an executive meeting with God. And I went, what? Nobody told me worship was having an executive meeting with God. Everybody told me worship was like you're on your mind, you're showing how sorrowful you are. God said, no. I want you to come to me boldly before the throne of grace. I want you to come here and talk to me like a man or a woman. How are you going to make God less than the judge? The judge, you can't go before the judge. You go before the judge and you get an attorney and they go directly to, well, that's what happened when you go before God, brothers and sisters. You know, you don't go half-step. And you be honest. You be truthful. That was another thing we started out this week in talking about. Be truthful. Be truthful in what you say. Really want to know what Tom is? Look the stuff up. And if you feel the need to edify yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. Edify yourself. Pray in tongues. Speak in tongues. But then speak in a way that it can be understood to everybody.
Yeah.
That's why God tells to follow after charity. Follow after love. And yes, desire spiritual gift. But you need to be careful how you speak. But I read over there in the book of James, you know, you need to be real careful how you're speaking and what you're speaking. So I don't want to inject that in there, but I want you all to know you will give an account of every word that you're speaking. Yes, you don't have to give an account. So your language should be that you were willing to say, well, you know, Lord, I'll say it again. If you're not willing to say it again, don't say it. And if you're not going to stand on truth, and you're going to fall for any lie. So stand on truth.
Yes.
Especially when you're speaking the oracles of God. That's our job. All of our job is to speak the oracles of God. That's what we're supposed to do. Okay.
Amen.
Thank you, Evangelist Sharon. Anybody else? Thankful Thursday. Thankful Thursday. And I can't overemphasize the fact that it's a good lesson, and the lesson is all about tongue. And I just ask you all to keep your notes, and if you ever have to help somebody out in this area, you got the notes there. You know what prophesy means. Because here a lot of people think prophesy is being a prophet, and it's not. You say in these last days, your sons and daughters shall prophesy, mean to declare the word of God. Yeah.
Amen.
And that's what God wants us doing. Tongues is a language. So these are things you want to highlight. So when you hear tongues, that your mind ought to automatically go to language. Don't go to religious stuff, but you get tripped. You get thrown overboard with that crazy stuff. Some of these people do. Because they want to make themselves seem to be godly. And you should want to cover the word of God. You should want to do edify one another, build up one another. Okay, do we have another one? Okay. Pastor, are you able to take this over for a minute?
Yes, Pastor. Yes,
okay.
I am. Amen. Well, I'd like to thank God for everything I've heard thus far. Thanking Evangelist Sharon for that prayer, and just thanking Pastor for clearing this up and helping us to understand about the tongues. From the Message Bible, I like to read, let's see here, 12th chapter, 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and I believe it may be starting at the 11th verse. It says, each person is given something to do that shows who God is. Everyone gets in on it. Everyone benefits. All kinds of things are handed out by the Spirit and to all kinds of people. The variety is wonderful. Wise counsel, clear understanding, simple trust, healing the sick, miraculous acts, proclamation, distinguishing between spirits, tongues, interpretation of tongues. All these gifts have a common origin, but are handed out one by one. The one Spirit of God, He decides who gets what and when. And I like that because, you know, a lot of times with all of our gifts, we have to stay lined up with the Word of God, whether it's healing. In this case, we're talking about speaking in tongues. And when you speak in tongues, and I thank God for Pastor bringing that out, when we're speaking in tongues, it is a language. And I like to just piggyback on what Pastor was saying. You don't want to turn anyone away from God. We want to bring them to God. And a lot of times when you're speaking in tongues and people don't understand it, would that get them something to say, oh, you know, I don't understand that, and I ain't coming to God, and all this sort of thing. So we want to be able to do things in decent and in order, because the Word tells us God is not a God of confusion. And so that's why we want to be able to be in order when we're speaking in tongues. I thank God I have witnessed that in a church setting where after it seemed like right after the pastor was done bringing the word, this young lady, she just got up and started speaking in tongues, you know, being younger than I am now, not quite understanding what was going on. And then right after she got done, it was a lady on the other side of the church up toward the front. She began to interpret what that lady was saying. Now, that was a message to the church. And I just thank God that I was, you know, able to witness that. And then as my sister, I don't know if she shared how our mother, you know, was at home just, you know, frying her chicken, and all of a sudden she began praying, and then she began to be praying in tongues. And because my sister was so young, she didn't want to frighten her, so she went to another part of the house and continued to speak in tongues and talk to the Lord. So, you know, we just have to know to do things in decent and in orderly, and that's what our God is all about. And he wants all of us to receive these gifts. And so we just have to be open to the Spirit. But as I said, we don't want to turn anyone away when we're speaking in tongues. They don't understand that that's, you know, it's a language and that we're talking directly to God. We're not talking to you, and we're not talking to pastor or anyone else, just, you know, talking to the Lord, you know. So, and then, you know, God will, he'll guide us. I like that. So this lesson is just so, I mean, we can't get enough of this. I mean, I can't, because it helps me also in, excuse me, also in my walk with the Lord. It was a note I had wrote down that I wanted to bring out from yesterday. I'm trying to see what I did. And this is one of the gifts of the you know, talking about the Holy Spirit. So this is one of the gifts. Well, at this time, I don't, until I find my notes, is there anyone else who would like to comment? Okay. Okay. Well, another scripture Pastor had brought out, oh, here it is. Okay, spiritually, and I had looked this up. It says, in a way that relates or affects the human spirit or soul, as opposed to material or personal things. They are all connected spiritually through a sense of purpose. So, you know, in dealing with the Holy Spirit, this is, I thought that was neat to for us to look up. So let us go to St. Mark 4, 26 through 32. And we'll ask Evangelist Sharon if she would read that for us out of the King James, please.
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon, Pastor.
Good afternoon.
Mark 4, 26.
Yes, 4:32. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And he said,
you're welcome.
So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn is the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up and becometh greater than all herbs and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forget about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happens. The earth does it all without his help. First, a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps harvest time. How can we picture God's kingdom? What kind of story can we use? It's like a pine nut. When it lands on the ground, it is quite small as seeds go. Yet, once it is planted, it grows into a huge pine tree with thick branches, eagles' nests in it. Amen. So we want the word of God to fall into good soil. Amen. We want to receive that word so that we're able to share that word with others so that they too will become believers. I like that part where it describes how that pine nut forms. It said the earth does it all without his help. Now the farmer didn't throw the seeds out there and he goes on to sleep. He don't till it, he don't water it, he don't do anything. He just goes on to sleep.
Yes. Amen. Praise God. Yes, I love that scripture as well. Well, I love all the scriptures, but that scripture I like in the Message Bible, the way it points out, like Pastor, the piggyback of Pastor Bell just said, he plants it and he just goes to sleep. It's not questioned. It's no more concern about it or anything because he put it there in the good soil, where he knows that after that, Mother Nature but God will take care of it. He sowed the seed that he knows what he sowed will come up. And if you sow, like Pastor Beasley says, a watermelon seed, don't expect a pear. Expect the watermelon, and then that's what will come up. There'll be no doubt in it, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. You reap what you sow. So we want to show as believers through the Spirit into God and not the flesh, so that we know we're going to get everlasting life. Amen. There's no escaping once you sow your seed. Because once you sow your seed, whatever it is you sow, that's what will come up out of the ground for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ooh, that is so true. Amen. That is so true. And so when we have God's word, I'm a witness. Thank God for his word, because sometimes, you know, people will, you know, like, especially if you're driving somewhere, how they like to cut you off and what have you. I say Jesus, but I remember a time I didn't say Jesus now. Telling the truth. So I thank God. Now that God's word is in me and stuff like that happened, I can holler Jesus real quick. So, you know, I just thank God for the seed and the word of God that's planted in me. And, you know, his word is for each and every one. you know. I love that the Holy Spirit is a gentleman. That Holy Spirit, he's not going to force his way. But if you allow the Holy Spirit in your life, that Holy Spirit's going to guide you. And I love the fact Pastor had brought out the Holy Spirit is the only one who can lead us to Christ. So that's why, you know, these scriptures are so important in our lives. They will help us if we stay in the Word of God and study His Word and meditate on His Word. That Word will help us. Even when we're going through darkness, His Word will help us, because the Word says, by His stripes we are healed. And when we're going through things and we're troubled in our spirit, the Word of God tells us He will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, as Pastor said, let us get a scripture, stand on that Word, and allow that Word to be in our hearts, because that's what we want it at. If it's in our hearts, no one can take it away.
Amen.
And we had just such a beautiful, it's just beautiful when you go back and listen to the words or your notes that you take. It's just, you know, you'd be like, wow, I know I do. I'd be like, okay, Lord. And the Lord speaks to us through His Word.
Amen.
Amen. Is our pastor back yet? Amen. Praise God. So we thank each and every one. I was looking at something else here. Oh, we read. Oh, that's what we read. Okay. So 1 Corinthians 14:28-33. And then my notes I had, keep silent if you don't have an interpreter. It says, when we're in a group setting, we don't want to run the unbelievers away being confused. That's the note I was looking for. Yeah, when we read that earlier scripture. Amen. Oh, okay. We thank God for each and every one being with us. Is there anyone else who'd like to have something saved for a thankful Thursday? Amen. Well, we thank God for each and every one of you. And always thank God for you, evangelists, here sharing and helping reading and giving your testimony, because that's how I look at it. You give your testimony. I thank God for that. Thank God for all our listeners. Praise God. And we ask that you continue to pray one for another as we continue to pray for you. And have a blessed day. We see everybody tomorrow, Word at Noon. God bless you.